butylated hydroxytoluene, diacetyl tartaric acid, propylene glycol alginate, and dozens of others, all out of foods served by Panera Bread. The fast casual chain has announced that by the end of 2016, it will stop using dozens of additives in its foods. And when asked why his company is making the change, Panera CEO Ron Shaich says he thinks about his own children, and that tells him what his customers want. Because, he says, my customers are no different than my daughter. And Panera's not alone. Pepsi, Chipotle, and McDonald's have all made major recent announcements about reducing additives in their foods. Well, John Copeland has a different take. He's professor of food sciences at Penn State University and joins us now. Professor Copeland, welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So first of all, what's your reaction to what Shaich has said? Do you think this makes for better and healthier food?
I completely respect what Panera is doing to try and appeal to their own customers. I do, however, wonder if this is really making the food healthier or perhaps just to appear healthier.
To appear healthier. And what do you mean by appear healthier?
I think when you see a lot of these chemicals with strange-sounding names in food, people are suspicious, to say the least, about what that means about the quality of the food. I'd suggest, though, that the presence or absence of these chemicals really doesn't determine whether the food's healthy or not. And you should be judging the food on its overall nutritional composition.
Well, what do some of these additives actually do? Why are they put in the food to begin with?
There's all sorts of reasons for adding additives to food. And if you look up and down the list that Panera gave, you can see different examples. A good example would be calcium propionate, which is added as an anti-molding agent to some breads. So the idea is if you can add some of this stuff, the bread's going to take a little bit longer before it goes moldy. If you look for other examples, you can find other ways to make foods easier to process, to have longer shelf lives.
Well, I am looking at the list, and actually it's quite sizable. There's, what, about 150 additives that Panera has identified as wanting to remove from its food by 2016, which is just next year. And I note that some of them, you know, have been actually questioned. The American Institute for Cancer Research considers nitrates and nitrites as a carcinogen. And there was a study that appeared in the journal Nature about two common emulsifiers or thickeners that found that these additives did cause a range of metabolic and pre-diabetic problems, at least in mice.
Yeah, an awful lot of compounds, if you look at them under the right conditions, can cause negative consequences. I think you need to start to make a decision of, is that relevant in human foods? And I do think we need to be cautious. We need to constantly look at the list of ingredients that are permitted and be quite willing to say, okay, maybe this just isn't something we want to be adding to foods anymore. You can see a lot now of action on partially hydrogenated oils in exactly that direction.
Well, considering that Panera has done this big sweeping change here, I see that Ron Shaich, again, the CEO of Panera, he's actually sort of responded to this, the kind of concern that you're raising here. And he says, I'm not a scientist and I'm not wading into the debate. I just think that this is where consumers' heads are right now. What's your reaction to that? That you know, this is what consumers may actually want.
And I completely respect his perspective as the owner of a very successful business to decide what his customers might want to eat and take out the things that he doesn't think he wants to sell them. I do think as a chemist, though, I think how a substance is pronounced is just not a good way of deciding if it's healthful or not.
Well, you've mentioned that people's difficulty in pronouncing the foods may give them pause about the nature of the additive itself. Panera has actually put a video on its website that brings up exactly this issue. So let's listen.
Dimethylpoly
polysiloxane.
Dimethyl polysiloxane.
What are those? Are these ingredients?
This is what's in food.
Well, and that's a video from Panera's website. And I wonder, though, if it's just, you know, good public relations or responding to what customers want. I mean, what's wrong with that? Because I see, for example, that Professor Marion Nestle at New York University, she's a professor of nutrition, she says that these ingredients are used for mostly cosmetic purposes and that by removing them, Panera is setting a high bar, which is good.
I think once you get towards an ingredient and say, well, can I make this food without adding this stuff? And will my customers still buy it? Then, yes, I think there's no justification for adding it. The colors are a really good example here. If you would be willing to accept a food without quite as bright a color, then you could reformulate it without that stuff. And I would support people doing that.
Mm. And Professor Copeland, I guess from your perspective, what should consumers, customers, what should they actually be thinking about, you know, when they go to a Panera, McDonald's or wherever when it comes to what's in the food?
I think the biggest worry is what you're eating in your diet. If you're eating at one of these fast food joints three, four, five times a week, you're drinking a whole bunch of soda. Think about the sugar you're eating, the calories you're eating, the fat you're eating, and don't get hung up on whether you can pronounce a tiny ingredient halfway down the list.
Well, John Copeland is a professor of food sciences at Penn State University. Professor Copeland, thanks so much for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you.